Well, Bobby, you know, you say you play small ball. You got the chance in the first inning, but the nature of the game, the way the ball bounces sometimes.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm really proud of our kids. It's probably their first time playing on this biggest stage, and you know, we didn't execute a couple of base running mistakes. Some of that's on us, on the coaching staff, so we take full responsibility. But I'm really proud of the way our guys were in the game most of the way up until the late innings, and I think they're going to learn from it, and we're going to learn from it, and hopefully we're going to bounce back in game two.
Was it a key also getting a game on the field, because you guys just, you're not used to the terrain? It's the same for the other teams coming in, except maybe for Brewer, because they do get to play here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think that was much of an advantage one way or the other. We're coming where we just played our national tournament in Rouen. The field was great. It was a nice stadium. So I think we were totally used to it. We made some mistakes that we don't normally make. What that is attributable to, who knows? I know there was some discussion. We have a lot of first-year players, which is both fantastic and our accomplishment, but you know, they haven't experienced this type of pressure baseball, and they'll learn from it, and hopefully we'll be able to be back at this great place next year with nine of the guys.
You changed pitches, and were you just trying to save your pitching for?
Yeah, we actually used that strategy where we had other players. We only have an 11-man roster. At the beginning of the summer, we had 13, so we had two extra pitchers. And for personal circumstances, two guys had to drop out. So we quickly realized that we don't have the pitching depth to have rest days. So our strategy all the way through the Canadian Nationals was keep trotting out guys, keeping them fresh. I think only one time did we burn someone for a day of rest, and it worked for us. So we decided, the old expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So it wasn't broke, and we're probably going to continue it. I mean, if there's a situation where we absolutely need to keep someone in to win or save a game, then we'll revisit it. But that's been our strategy, and we're going to stick to it.
Maybe just talk a little bit about the buy-in from the kids on that, because if I'm a competitive starting pitcher and I'm your ace, I don't necessarily want to come out after 28 pitches.
True, although I think they've all kind of accepted the rules, and we've been using it. We've been employing that strategy for the past 2-3 weeks very successfully. I guess if the string of wins starts to change, perhaps there'll be some dissension on the bench, but so far the kids buy into it, and they also know that they're going to be getting back out there the next day, so that's part of it.
So you used it for the Canadian tournament. Did you use it for the Quebec tournament preceding that?
We did. I mean, we didn't really have to. There wasn't really as much competition, but we tried to get in the mindset of we wanted to keep everyone fresh and not create any rest days. It just, we probably didn't have to employ it as much then because the competition wasn't as tough. But in the Canadian Nationals, it really benefited us. We noticed that some of the other teams burned pitching because I guess they were must-win games, and then when they got to pitcher 3, 4, and 5, they were not as deep. So we kind of feel like we have equivalent level pitchers, perhaps with one ace, Liam Wyatt, and we end up using him more to close out games than we do to start games.
Yeah. Did you say you had 8 or 9?
We have 9 first-year players. Some, I think it was mentioned there were 15. Some of them might have just turned 16,
okay,
according to Little League, but
yeah,
we have 9 guys potentially coming back, which is amazing.
You had 9 15-year-olds, or...
Yeah.
Brewer has 11 16-year-olds out of 14.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I mean, when you think about it now, do you kind of see situations out there where maybe their experience helped them and your lack of
Absolutely.
Experience?
Could be. I mean, I didn't know it relative
yeah.
to them because to me they're just good ball players, but
yeah.
I could see if they've played in the stadium and had a main championship here or other big tournaments here, for sure. They're probably used to that environment. And for us, this is like going to Iowa, but it's Maine. You know, this is Field of Dreams for our kids, so they're totally enjoying it, and I'm sure they want to play like a solid, error-free baseball game. That's baseball.
So I'm going to ask you, history of Quebec, or in terms of the Senior League World Series, do you have any understanding of the last time a Quebec team was
in? I do. The last time a Quebec team was in was 1987.
Wow.
It was the Valleyfield team, so it's been a while. Pardon?
Long between drinks
and
water.
Yeah, it's been, and you know what, there's a great history in Quebec. A lot of people people who aren't close to the game, that Jackie Robinson, before he came to the majors, played in Montreal.
Yeah, yeah.
They felt that was a great place for him to come with all of the issues with racism. Montreal was a very accepting city, and so there really is a huge history in Montreal, notwithstanding that we lost our major league team. Expos, rest in peace. But there's a great history there, so this our accomplishment has captured so much interest. There's been a lot of local media coverage. We have some local media here following us and our local newspaper, and I've been interviewed a bunch of times. So from that perspective, if that helps to build interest back in the game post the Expos departure, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I was in Montreal for the series with the Braves in 94, right before the All-Star break,
okay, so.
And the place was packed. And yeah. I used to go up there all the time, and I went up there plenty of times, and it was empty. But, yeah. Just how many kids playing baseball in your particular little league?
Our league is about, I think it's about 220.
And how many senior leaguers?
You're basically seeing it.
Okay, I was going to, because you only
it's
have
It's almost
11,
to the point that we didn't really have tryouts. It was, we had to make sure that we actually had enough. When we had some people miss games, we called up from junior just to play in some out-of-town tournaments in Ottawa, et cetera. So there's a limited number, and they kind of drop off at that age. But again, with our accomplishment and the attention that it's getting, we're hopeful that there'll be lots of people. We welcome the tryouts. You know, the nine guys know that their spots are not assured. They'll get a fair shot to try out, but we'd love to have 20, 30 kids come out.
Now, it's a stereotypical question here, but... Yeah. What happens to, do they just go play hockey, or what's the, you know, I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, hockey is the primary sport, but soccer is also huge. Okay. It's a very, Montreal's a very multi-ethnic, multicultural community, and a lot of those communities didn't grow up with baseball. So again, post the Expos departure, if there's not a major league team to follow, it just, the interest level seemed to drop off a bit after 05. But hopefully we're going to be able to build it back up.
And just lastly, your location relative to the city of Montreal.
We're right in the west end of Montreal. Okay. We are like an inner city team. There are some little leagues surrounding Montreal, but we're the key little league on the island of Montreal.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.